considering the issue. I'm Kate Ryan.
Looking at toll increases here on the Dulles Toll Road, I'm Neil Augenstein.
Some students in Anne Arundel County are being asked to put masks back on. I'm Nick Einelli.
You're invited to Potomac Banks, a place you likely know with a name you don't. I'm Michelle Bash.
8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lawmakers in the House hope help will be on the way soon for harried parents trying to hunt down formula to feed their babies.
The bill is passed.
They've approved two measures. One would allow WIC recipients to purchase a wider array of formula brands. President Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act. Correspondent Nicole Killian is at the White House.
The emergency action allows the president to direct companies to prioritize orders for the federal government. The president is also launching Operation Fly Formula to import more product from overseas to speed up delivery.
Investors are fastening their seatbelts for what could be a bumpy ride on Wall Street. Dow futures are down 228, a day after a more than 1,100-point plunge. S&P futures off 28. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Stocks can sell off and actually not mean that there's a recession coming. I think we're on the cusp right now. It's scary because when you have a recession, you can have job losses and wages might stop going up.
Yesterday's sell-off triggered by reports from Target and Walmart on losses linked to inflation. Hear that big sigh of relief at 10 Downing Street? Correspondent Vicky Barker explains from London.
The Partygate probe is over, and Boris Johnson will not face any further fines for breaking his own lockdown laws. Johnson initially denied attending any of the office parties, but it appears the police established he was at several, but that his appearance at them was justified.
Health officials in Massachusetts say a man who traveled to Canada is hospitalized in Boston with a case of monkeypox, a rare, sometimes fatal infection. Dr. Paul Bidinger at Mass General.
People should not be afraid of monkeypox. The current patient is no public health risk right now.
Dozens of cases have been reported in Canada and Europe. Ford is recalling late model Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators after more than a dozen reports of engine fires. Reporter Jeff Gilbert with our affiliate WWJ in Detroit.
Ford isn't sure yet what's causing the fires. 16 so far, most while the vehicles were parked, but three happened while vehicles were in motion. One person's been hurt. Early indications are the fires began in the rear of the engine compartment. Ford says it will communicate more information when it has a cause and a fix.
What would the Lion King do without its Zazu?
I'm here to announce that King Mufasa's on his way.
Yellow-billed hornbill bird is in danger of extinction. Disney's animated movie version played majordomo and royal advisor to Pride Lands royalty. Researchers say climate change is cutting down on breeding times for the birds. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP 24/7 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
8:03 Thursday morning, May 19th. It'll turn mostly sunny for the afternoon and more humid with highs in the low to mid 80s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones, and the top local stories we're following this hour. Montgomery County is reimagining its police department from top to bottom, and part of that extensive process is considering changes to what police officers wear on the job.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich says as the county's enacted police reforms, there's also been a discussion about police uniforms. The current uniforms are black, and Elrich says there's a consensus that the current look is, in his words, intimidating.
It's something that we ought to do and that will help take some of the intimidation out of the appearance of an officer.
He says the union that represents sworn officers, the Fraternal Order of Police, and the department are looking at a change.
And they're still in the process of deciding on a color for the rank and file police, and as well as colors for the management.
The cost, he estimates, would run over $1 million. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, despite earlier reports, Indiana Highway in Prince George's County is not being renamed. Last month, Governor Larry Hogan signed a law that dedicates the 20-mile stretch of Route 210 as Piscataway Highway, but the bill doesn't actually change the name of the road. The Maryland Department of Transportation confirms to WTOP this morning it's a designation and not a renaming. However, two signs are scheduled to be put up designating Route 210 as Piscataway Highway in October. WTOP has reached out to the sponsor of the bill in the governor's office and to the tribe as well.
It's been a while, but tolls could be going up on a major commuter route.
Today, here on the Dulles Toll Road, it's 3.25 at the main toll plaza and $1.50 at the ramp for a total of $4.75. Starting in January, it would be $6 if the proposal is approved by the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. This would be the first toll increase since 2019. The extra revenue would help pay for construction of Metro Silver Line as well as maintaining the toll road. Looking ahead, toll road users would expect rate increases of $1.25 every 5 years. On the Dulles Toll Road, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
Students in some schools in Anne Arundel County, where COVID cases are increasing, are now being asked to put their masks back on.
The COVID case rate in Anne Arundel County has tripled over the past month.
That uptick has been the focus of our daily conversations.
And it's why Superintendent George Arlotto is requesting that all students and staff members wear a mask indoors if at least 5% of their school's population has COVID. He says it's not a mandate, but Mother Bonnie Fitzpatrick has concerns.
Since the masking went away, the kids' morale, they're very upbeat, and it's wonderful to see these smiling faces again.
She says she's worried that if masks come back,
the morale is going to get way down.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
North Carolina has its Outer Banks, and now we have our own banks.
Potomac Banks is the just-unveiled brand name for southeastern Fairfax County. The area on the banks of the Potomac River is one of the most historically rich in America. It includes George Washington's Mount Vernon, the National Museum of the U.S. Army, the Workhouse Arts Center, and more. The goal of the rebrand is to spread the word about all the things to see and do there, attract more visitors, and boost the economy. You can also buy a Potomac Bank's savings pass to get discounts and deals. Read more at WTOP.com. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, the personal safety of the 9 Supreme Court justices is being discussed by senior Justice Department officials. It's 8:07.
Hi, Melanie Funkhauser here, president of Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. This month only, factory order your new vehicle from Fair Oaks and save as much as $12,000 off MSRP. During the Make the Switch event, get 0% financing for 60 months and a $3,500 cash allowance on new Rams. Lower prices, higher standards every day. Online at fairoaksmotors.com. See dealer for full details.
Federal agency's Digital Guidelines Initiative, known as FOGI, helps agencies transition to an electronic environment mandated by the M1921 deadline. Kodak Alaris has the digital roadmap to prepare you for the transition. With our portfolio of FOGI-compliant scanners, software,